Hi, this is Jake Shimabukuro, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Nancy Stagnita, instructor of flute at Interlaken Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Oh, thank you, Nancy Stagnita. We love it when Interlaken faculty play our theme. If you'd like to play our theme, anyone at all, on any instrument at all, you can find sheet music, instructions, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Hiya, kids commuters. Happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of Fanny Mendelssohn Week on IPR's Kids Commute, and we'll answer our Quizlet after the music today. All week, we've been talking about Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel. She was the sister of the famous composer Felix Mendelssohn. She even wrote a few pieces that he was famous for writing. And despite being told that she could not be a composer, she still composed more than 460 pieces of music, including a piano trio we'll be listening to part of today. A lot of Fanny Mendelssohn's work was written for the piano or for voice. Now, there were a couple of reasons behind that. First of all, she never had any training in playing stringed instruments, and knowing that is kind of helpful when you're writing for them. And secondly, she didn't really think that she could. In 1835, shortly after she wrote her string quartet, she wrote to her brother Felix saying that she didn't really think that she could sustain ideas properly and give them needed consistency, so she thought she was doing better with shorter pieces. Now, how much of that is true and how much is the voice of self-doubt is anybody's guess, but she did have plenty of people who really enjoyed her music and thought that she was really, really good. In fact, she decided finally to publish her own music when she was 40 years old, and she was really nervous. She said, "I am as afraid of my brothers at 40 as I was of my father at 14, because she was really afraid that Felix was not going to approve. So she did it on her own. She did not approach any of Felix's publishers. She went out and got her own. And her publishing business did pretty well for about 10 years. Then on April the 26th, 1847, she wrote her last diary entry. And in it, she said she was sad because she felt like she had lost her inspiration and had not written a single note since she completed her piano trio. And we'll be hearing that piano trio today. And about 2 weeks after that, she had a series of strokes, and she passed away. And the story goes that when he found out that Fanny died, her brother Felix screamed, fainted, and hit his head on the floor, and 5 months later, he also passed away from strokes. Both of them died in the year 1847. Rest in peace, Felix and Fanny Mendelssohn. Today we're going to hear a portion from the piano trio in D minor, the third movement by Fanny Mendelssohn. It's performed by the Ambosch Chamber Ensemble. Diane Ambosch is the leader.
Thank you.
the third movement of Lied, the piano trio in D minor by our new friend this week, composer Fanny Mendelssohn-Henso. Fanny Mendelssohn wrote lots of terrific music. We'll have a few more selections for you, along with all the music featured this week on this week's Maya Mix. That's a Spotify playlist you can find on this week's post at our website, kidscommute.org. Just scroll to the bottom of the page for Fanny Mendelssohn Week. Now, kids commuters, let's answer that Quizlet. All week we've been asking you, famous brothers Orville and Wilbur did something that literally changed the world. What are they famous for? And extra credit, what was their last name? We had a few more Quizlet aces come in yesterday. Gwyneth, Finn, and Fulton from Traverse City, good job. And also to Kirsten in Merritt. Way to get the answer. And for the rest of us, the answer is... they were first in flight. Extra credit answer, the Wright brothers. Fun fact, the Wright brothers never graduated from high school, and their father made them promise to never do this thing together. He didn't want them to fly together because he didn't want to lose both of his sons if there was an accident. Wilbur's first flight was basically unsuccessful. He only went a few feet before crashing. Orville was more successful. His flight lasted 12 seconds, and he went 120 feet. They flew their Wright Flyer three more times that day, and Wilbur was finally successful with the final flight. He flew for almost a minute and went about 852 feet. So great job to all of you. So many of you got that right this week. We'll have a brand new Quizlet for you next week. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. That's it for Fanny Mendelssohn Week on Kids Commute. Amanda Sewell is our music director, Tony Bureau is our producer, and production help came from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. See you next week.
Interlochen Public Radio. Oh, yeah.